Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
What do girls want anyway? Well, apparently not total losers. We're pretty good at basketball. Yeah, as long as we don't have to run or jump or dribble or nothing.
Isaac Robb.
Hey, you guys up for a little game?
Sure.
Well, let's make it interesting. Say $20.
How about 50?
You're on.
Jason Sukanik.
Dude, we don't have $50. We don't have 20.
This is Primetime on the Fan Sports Network.
What the hell's up with that? We win, and they get the chips. That sucks, dude.
105.1 and 1080.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's jobs. We gotta get jobs. Then we get the khakis. Then we get the chicks.
The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Monday. It is your sports bros, Rob. That's me. Big Sooks right over there. Look at him.
Right here.
Look at him.
Hey.
And there's Ryan Buckley.
According to the text,
rolling.
What? Well, I said the viewpoint in is back and looking nice.
I just Googled that when I saw that. I didn't know that. And apparently it's going to be a spa destination for holistic wellness.
What? There's
well, you know, that's right all out. The, right that's on. All the rage. Far
out. Some crystals and whatnot.
Right out. Says, yeah. Well, you know, holistic wellness. Yeah. That's kind of all the rage. Everybody take pampering themselves sure. these days, you know. Yeah.
Take care
good
of yourself.
Care of the,
I see it right here.
Yeah. Maybe a nice cold plunge, as we've talked about. We'll be up there.
Right. Well, now you can go back and celebrate your anniversary.
Well, beautiful views up there.
How many years on the 25th are you and the lovely Nurse Nice?
We were married in 2009.
I'm putting you on the spot because you don't know. You're like, how many years?
No, 2009. So 16 years.
16 wonderful years.
Can you believe that?
Just like to point out, we've been together longer, and yet I'm not getting the invite to dinner.
No, you're not. All right, well, coming up this hour, we're going to take a look at some NFL stuff. We haven't hit the NFL yet.
Boy, the NFL was bananas. That early slate of games, the witching hour, boy, that was some interesting stuff right there. Apparently, special teams need a little more practice, people.
Coming up tonight in the club, we'll talk about Tylenol and Oracle.
God.
I said, well, let's see how we say that.
What is he talking about?
I don't know.
It's attempting to pronounce acetaminophen, also known as Tylenol.
I said, let's see how we say that.
Oh, he was going to butcher it so bad he stopped.
Yeah. Correct.
I don't know.
Tua tag ovalia.
Maybe should have stopped at Tua.
Well, at least he punted.
Yeah.
So that'll be in the club, 6-7. Yeah, we've got to check in on, do a welfare check on anyone who bet on the Rams.
Boy, that was a tough beat.
You want to talk about a bad beat, dude.
Yeah, that is.
So they were winning 26-7 in Philly as 3.5-point underdogs. Mm-hmm. They line up for the game-winning field goal down one. Mm-hmm. So miss, you don't win, but you still cover.
Yep.
Make, you cover. You cover either way. You're good.
You're fine.
Kick blocked.
Wrong.
Return to the house.
Lose
3.5-point underdogs. Now they lose by whatever it ended up being, 8, 7, 8.
Yeah, they didn't kick the extra points. They would have lost by 7.
And so just an absolute, and they were up by 19.
Well, it was one of those, I was watching that game, and the Rams were my Super Bowl pick. I said that if the Rams, if Stafford gives you 14 games, I said the Rams are a Super Bowl team, if not the Packers. Although the Pack, you want to talk about S-ing the bed. So both of the teams that I liked crapped the bed in the most spectacular fashion. But they had opportunities to put the Eagles away so many different times, and they couldn't convert on third downs. And I really thought McVay kind of played a cowardly game. I don't know if you've paid attention lately, but there is no more. When it's fourth and one, fourth and two, we're going for it. Like, that's just across the league now. Did you see? I think it was Rabel that went for it, fourth and one from his own, like, 17-yard line.
Wow.
And he went for it.
I love that.
Yeah, and they ran, like, a little speed option pitch thing.
Ooh,
so
I don't love that.
No, they ended up getting it. But like, McVay played that thing so conservatively because I just don't think he thought that the Philly offense could do anything. And he was right for three quarters, but you let a team hang around and you get threes instead of sevens. And all of a sudden, you know, you're only up by a couple of scores and Philly can make plays. And all of a sudden they let Jalen Hurts start throwing the ball and you could feel the pucker factor start to tighten. That being said, how can you not execute a freaking field goal? Like, that was just like, that was the story of the week in the NFL, is not being able to execute
field goals. Are teams getting better at blocking field goals?
It has to be.
Or are they getting sloppier kicking field goals?
I just think teams are, I think in big moments, I think.
The Cleveland block?
The Cleveland block.
Dude.
Blown up.
That was I don't know what kicker gets that ball off.
Yeah. You don't.
The way, I mean, that was a really good, it was a good play by Cleveland.
Play. But the same thing with like the Jordan Davis one, dude, he collapsed. And maybe it's just that defensive linemen are so big, but man, he just collapsed that entire line. And I'm not even certain that Jordan Davis is the one that got it. Both guys got the mitts up and it might've been the other guy, but either way, like you're just seeing teams selling out for this. And maybe it's, you know, kickers are kicking, you know, these long field goals now. They have to kick lower trajectory. But it does feel like even the ones that go through, it feels like guys are getting close. I think teams are getting better and are committing more resources to blocking kicks.
Mm. Well, you had, what, three of them in a matter of minutes?
Yeah, yeah.
The Cleveland one, the Jets. Was it
the
Jets?
The Rams had two. The Rams got two blocked, and then the Jets had the one that got taken back against the Bucks, and then the Packers had the one that ended up being the game.
Yeah, the Jets one was great because you had Aaron Glenn high-stepping on the sideline, dude, only for them to go on to still lose.
The Jets may not be any good, but I'll take Aaron Glenn doing whatever the hell that thing was, like the Merton Hanks.
Yeah, dude, it was something between Merton Hanks and Ray Lewis. I'm not really sure.
That thing was phenomenal. I was all about that. Let's go, Aaron Glenn. I love that. He was wearing the Mike McDaniel like culottes. He was wearing like the jorts. Yeah. He's out there doing whatever the hell that dance that was. I thought that was great.
Well, we had seven games with the game-winning score in the final 3 minutes.
Yeah.
That's tied for the most in 1 week since 1970.
Yeah. We know there's bad teams in the NFL. But, man, it just feels like even the bad teams are can still be competitive. And this is why the NFL is king, man. It feels like no lead is safe anymore. And even the bad teams on a week-to-week basis can give you some absolute drama. Look, the Jets aren't any good. The Steelers aren't any good. The Dolphins aren't any good. And yet, this last week, all of them have played compelling games down to the wire. I mean, look, the Cleveland Browns have no offense to speak of, and I mean that. But that defense, which, by the way, is the number one defense in the NFL, that will keep them in every single ball game.
Yeah.
And they are going to play some competitive games. Now, the Ravens blew them out, but in the other two losses, 17-16 against Cincinnati, and then they found a way somehow to play in that or to win that Green Bay game.
They held Cincinnati with Burrow to next to nothing.
Yeah, that defense is legit.
Yeah, but I mean, they have no offense, so it's like
none to speak of.
I don't know. The NFL is fun that way, though, because you know it's also true that you have a lot of teams struggling on the offensive line.
Yeah,
but they're still really good. Like the Chargers.
Yeah,
like Justin Herbert was running for his life yesterday.
Yes.
The Bucks are shuffling guys right and left. The Packers. That was part of the Packers' problem in that game. Yep. I think I read that they had two offensive linemen out last week.
Yes.
Well, those guys came back, and they had all five on the offensive line, all five starters, for all of one play before two other guys got hurt. Well, so they've been shuffling guys right and left, And yet they're, well, they were undefeated. Yeah. They were about to be undefeated. The Chargers are undefeated. The Bucs are undefeated. It's weird. It's just the league is, it's been a wild 3 weeks.
It has.
We had nine non-offensive touchdowns this past week. Nine.
What is the record?
That's a good question.
That's got to be pretty close, right?
Well, I also saw that in all the craziness, we had seven games that had the deciding score come in the final 3 minutes, which was the most has happened in any NFL Sunday since 1970. So you're looking at like six,
so it's good 55 that, years. So it's good that Ryan Buckley's listening to the program, as I just disseminated that very fact moments ago. He's done it again, folks.
Oh, God! The best in the business.
Absolutely incredible.
The best in the business for nothing. It's not like he's got his mind on other things. We love it.
Rolling, 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 what?
Let's see here. So Forglipron
nailed it.
This was
Cleveland came down to the wire, right? Steelers, Patriots, Eagles, Rams, Jets, Bucks.
There were seven of them. But I'm looking at the defensive or the non-offensive touchdowns, and I can't I can't find if that's a record or not.
So, and I don't know whether it's probably a combination. I thought Kurt Warner had a great tweet today. If you want to get smarter at football, go follow Kurt Warner. I love that Kurt gives you one. He's just a brilliant offensive guy, but he actually takes the time and watches the All 22 and really can provide some context. Cause I think sometimes when you're watching stuff, you can see an interception and assume that it's because the receiver ran the wrong route or the quarterback was awful. But unless you're watching the All 22 and you have an understanding of the concept, sometimes it's hard to assess blame. And I don't think Kurt Warner jumps to conclusions. And he had a tweet. He goes, it's amazing that it's Monday morning and I'm hearing all these definitive statements on these quarterbacks and these games. He goes, I'm only through like seven games right now. Maybe I should stop my film study and just listen to everybody else. Because it's true, we make these sweeping statements. And so I don't know how much of this is elite defense and how much of this is bad offense. But there is some real regression happening with offenses in the NFL to where I'm not sure whether you blame that on offensive line play, elite defenses, or what. But there are some offenses that are hard to watch. And
yeah, it's rough.
You know, the Texans and the Jaguars game, there is nothing that comes easy for either one of those offenses. Michael Penix, and again, didn't watch the All 22, didn't watch the entire game, but every time I would flip over to the Falcons and Panthers and you look at the box score, Michael Penix Jr. had one of the worst games that you will ever see from a starting NFL quarterback.
And then you have three backups that won.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz won.
Yep.
They put up like 40.
Well,
48.
Some of that is the
defense. But yeah.
Poor Jake Browning.
Wentz looked fine. And then you had Mariota winning. He looked good.
Yep.
And you had, who's the other one? With third backup. Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Pulled it out.
McCorkle. And by the way, another one, Nick Bosa, if you haven't heard, Nick Bosa hurt his knee, left the game. He gave the thumbs down on the way out, which usually is not a great indicator. And then we heard after the game that they believed initial tests were not ACL tear. So everyone was like, oh, cool. So hopefully mild sprain. No, clean tear, ACL. Same knee as last time. So he's done for the year. And that is, for a team, I just don't recall any team in any sport. I'm convinced that Levi Stadium is built on an Indian burial ground. There's just no other explanation how a team can have that many injuries. And by the way, Mac Jones is hurt now.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He was limping around out there in a knee brace, but it sounds like Purdy's probably going to play next week. So they're just going to keep rotating guys.
So no Purdy.
No Purdy.
No Ayuk.
Nope.
No Jennings.
Nope.
No
Kittle.
Yep.
And now no Bosa.
Now no Bosa.
God.
Yeah.
Crazy. Just,
and yet 3-0 somehow.
3-0.
Yeah.
Finding ways.
Fun. Yep. Fun league, man.
And by the way, might I add this?
Add it.
And nothing coming easy. Like,
get it.
When you watch good offenses, the best way to put it that I've ever heard is the NFL, every play is a test. And the good offenses look like they have answers to the test. Right, things come easy. You see them, you see them kind of scheme things up where it doesn't look like it's pulling teeth. And when you watch bad offenses play, nothing comes easy. And that's why I brought up, like, something is wrong with the Texans and C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud is a really, really good quarterback, and everything they do is pulling teeth. Nothing looks simple.
They have a bad offensive line.
They do. And it's just, it is a rough go.
New offensive coordinator kind of sucks, too.
And the old one did, too. They went from Slowick to this new guy, and it still doesn't look like they have any sense of what they're doing. I am not writing them off. Far from it. Write them off at your own peril. You know who's starting to look like this? And by the way, this isn't just over three games. This goes back to portions of last season.
Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
Yeah.
Everything they do on offense is pulling teeth. They do not have easy answers to the test anymore. And I know that eventually they're going to get some guys back, but this no longer, at some point, you got a spade is a spade. And they do not look cohesive, and they are not getting easy things on offense anymore. And the numbers are going back now. And it's funny because they were in the Super Bowl last year. But even with that, it just hasn't been a real cohesive unit. And I think it's starting to get to be a real concern with them. And you're seeing it boil over on the sidelines.
All right. Lions, Ravens underway. I should point out that Jared Goff looks like he's in the middle of a mean mullet grow out.
Golf.
He's got a little something happening.
Yeah, he's growing out a mullet.
Is he feathering?
Kinda.
I hope so. I want the feather to come back.
It's getting close, but I think he's just kind of, he's in that no man's land right now.
Well, and more importantly, and if we're doing hair news, Lamar has taken the hair out of the braids.
Yeah.
And he's got a Samuel Jackson Pulp Fiction thing happening right now, and I'm all about it.
Yeah,
let's go.
Look at his, did you see his grill?
Yes.
Dude.
There's some activator in that, and he's throwing the grill in. Let's go.
All right, so we'll keep you posted on that. Lions-Ravens should be a good one tonight on Monday Night Football. Coming up next, when is the last time Bo Nix beat a good team?
Ooh, good question.
Because I've done a little homework on this.
That is a pretty good question.
And so we'll get to that next here on 105.1 The Fan. Nice little 4th-and-3 pickup for the Lions.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, and that's an easy pickup. And
yeah, they're down there in Baltimore red zone.
You know, and I know the Lions are going through their growing pains with their offensive coordinator, but there really is something to the way NFL offenses are run. And yes, you need to have talent, but scheme means so much. And it's...
Yeah, when you call a play on 4th-and-1, 2, or 3...
Yes.
You're like, dude, as long as we execute it the way we should, we're getting a first down.
Yes, and when you sit there and watch, like, the Giants had, what, 8 cracks in the red zone last night to tie or, you know, make that a close game. It wouldn't be a tie if they scored on both of them. They would have taken the lead. Russell Wilson threw him out of the end zone, like, freaking 6 times, including one on 4th down. Like,
God, that was awful.
From an operational standpoint, I've never seen more horse crap inside the red zone. And this is my point. Like, in the red zone, everything gets hard, right? Because you can't stretch the field vertically anymore. Windows get shortened, right? It's hard to operate. But that's where you actually have to be buttoned up. You have to be able to run real schemes. That's when it's important to give your quarterback and to give your receivers answers to the test to get them open. And I watched the Giants, and my God, it was like they had never seen situational football before. It was embarrassing. And I think you're seeing more and more of that. You're seeing good defenses have caught up. Remember a couple years ago, we were like, how are defenses going to adjust? They've adjusted. And we're seeing a lot of really, really bad schemes and offensive play callers in the NFL to go along with, again, when you have no O-line, it's hard to operate no matter what.
So, okay. By the way, touchdown Lions.
Yeah.
They're up 7-0. In Baltimore. Bo Nix. Okay, so Denver, pretty good defense. Actually, really good defense.
Yes.
Okay. So this year, and I was reading, you know, I read that Football Outsiders Almanac, previews each team every year. And they're big, and they go deep into personnel and everything. But ultimately, what they decided on Denver this year was, hey, it's going to be all about Bo Nix versus good teams.
Yes.
Okay, so that has stuck in my mind as I've watched Denver. And I was particularly interested to watch him against Chargers, who are a good team. And, you know, can he get over the hump? And they almost had him.
Yeah.
But they lost.
Yeah.
And Nix missed a couple of throws that would have been... Well, one of them was a surefire touchdown. And he missed another one that was a big I mean, would have been a huge one for him.
Yep.
And I just, so I got into this rabbit hole today of when is the last time he actually beat a good team? And dude, I went all the way back to college.
Mm.
It's not good.
Well, now I did not look at college, but this is kind of what I was harping on last year with him. And some people get all mad and, you know, obviously, you know, the Oregon thing, but we say this all the time in the NFL, not all wins are created equal. Like you can win a lot of games and you can make the playoffs beating bad football teams. And whether there's a regression there or not, we'll see what happens. But Bo Nix has a lot of tools at his disposal, and Bo Nix is a fine quarterback. I'm not trying to say
he came a long way last year.
Yes, he did.
He started really poorly.
It was really poorly, but I remember, and we see this every year, there's a team that wins 10 games, they go to the postseason, and then by the way, this is the Miami Dolphins. Not this year, but in the years past. And I sit there and I ask, who did they beat? Name me one playoff team. And I'm guessing when you look through, because of what you're saying here.
Well, it's only one.
It's one.
They beat, so he did, and it's weird because, you know, him being a rookie last year, yeah. Early it was rough for them.
Yeah.
They started 0-2. Remember, they came to Seattle and lost. They lost to Pittsburgh. And then they came back in week three and won in Tampa Bay.
Okay.
And that is the only good team that he beat all of last year. They ended up being a 10-win team and a playoff team. Now, of course, Denver did go to the playoffs. They they lost in Buffalo in that in the first weekend. Okay, so then after that, they beat the Jets, mm-hmm. who ended up winning 5 games. They beat the Raiders, who ended up winning 4 games. They beat the Saints, who won 5. The Panthers, who won 5. Then they beat the Falcons, who won 8, the Raiders again, they won 4, the Browns, who won 3, the Colts, who won 8, and then they did beat the Chiefs in week 18, but that was when Kansas City was resting everyone.
Yeah, they didn't play anyone.
It was 38-0. So, the best team he beat last year was Tampa Bay. Now, then I was like, I started thinking, going, you know what? Who's good did he beat in college? So I went back and looked at Oregon, mm-hmm. and in his 2 years at Oregon, you care to guess his record against ranked teams? He had 12 games against ranked teams.
Well, that's interesting. I know obviously his senior year, he lost the two against Washington. But I don't know. So you said played 12 ranked teams.
12 ranked.
They didn't lose that many games though. I don't know. I'm going to be intrigued by this number.
It's going to be like 4-8 or something, huh?
They
didn't
not
lose
quite
that many games.
No, they didn't lose that. They were good. They were a good team. He was only 7-5.
7-5
against ranked teams.
Ranked teams.
If you look closer at who those ranked teams were, one of them was Colorado.
Okay.
One was Liberty in the bowl game.
No.
One was BYU. Yeah. Two were against Utah. Huh. And that's, I mean, those are nice wins, but again, you see a theme of these aren't the elite, ranked teams. And then I'm trying to think of, one of them was Oregon State.
Mm.
And then, I'm missing one. There was one other ranked team, and it wasn't an elite team. So he lost to Georgia.
Yeah.
He lost to Washington all three times. He lost to Oregon State one time. Yeah. And they were ranked, actually, that game. They came back and beat them.
That was the whatever how many straight runs.
Yeah. So, I mean, dude, and then the other bowl game that they won was North Carolina, and they weren't even ranked.
Yeah.
So he did not beat anyone really. I know what the other ranked win was. It was actually his best ranked win by numbers was they beat number 9 UCLA.
You said it was nine.
They were, but not really. See what I mean?
It was kind of like Illinois was Illinois is number 9, and they don't end up being the ninth best team.
No, I didn't go back to Auburn.
Yeah,
because he spent 3 years at Auburn. Sure. So I don't.
Yeah, we just took his time at Oregon.
Of course, he did beat Oregon that first game.
Touche.
But dude, that guy does not beat good teams. It's the weirdest thing. And of course, it's not all him.
Yeah,
he's just one player. I'm just saying it's kind of an odd dynamic. But he needs to get over the hump against the good teams, man.
Well, we knew coming in that Bo Nix was going to be a very interesting storyline because it was up and down last year, started ugly, got really good, had some bad moments. But overall, I think you were very, very excited about Bo Nix and Sean Payton and a lot of weapons. And it was really exciting. And right now you're sitting there at 1-2 and I don't think you're necessarily thrilled, but if you're going to look glass half full sort of stuff, those losses, Denver probably looks at those and we should have won both of those games. But again, that goes back to if he plays a little bit better, I think he's, what, 5 touchdowns, 3 picks, and they're not exactly moving the ball at will. That's just kind of one of those to keep an eye on because we always do this with rookie quarterbacks that have some success. We assume that it's going to keep going up and up and up. And a lot of times with quarterback production, it's more kind of peaks and valleys. They do have Cincinnati next week, so.
Well, if you look at their next 8, they're going to make some hay.
Sure.
Because they do play at Philly in week 5.
Yeah, they got Cincinnati, then at Philly, and that one will be tough. But then they got the Jets, Giants, Cowboys, Houston, and Vegas.
There's 5. That could be 5 wins in a row right there.
It should be. Just with your defense alone, you should be able to run roughshod. I saw a straight up and against the spread number for the 2 New York teams. I'll see if I can find it. This goes back to like 2019. It was like, you ever see one of those ones where you look at it and you're like, that can't be right? Like just the Jets and the Giants over like the last 7 years, the futility on that with those 2 teams, it is like shocking.
Who would it be worse to be a fan of? The Jets or the Giants right now? I mean, like in the last 7 years or whatever. Ooh. Probably the Giants, right?
I would think. Yeah, but the Jets, yeah.
Jets, yeah, the Rodgers hope.
But it wasn't all that long ago that the Giants actually won a freaking Super Bowl. It's been so much longer for the Jets.
That's true.
And well, you've got a quarterback that you like in Dart, whereas I don't know what you got in New York, or I guess about New York with the Jets.
Okay, so here you go. The Jets and the Giants have played a combined 30, it was night games, primetime. Because the Giants last night against the Chiefs just crapped the bed.
They suck. And by the way, can I just point, before you get to this stat, can we point out how bad Russell Wilson was in week 1 and also in week 3?
Yeah.
The one time he was good, what an indictment on the Cowboys defense.
Did you see the history he made? He's the first quarterback ever to go under 200 yards and no touchdowns week 1, over 440 and multiple touchdowns week 2, and then go back to under 200 yards and no touchdowns.
How
week 3.
Bad is the Cowboys defense?
I saw a great, you know, there was someone made like a Scooby-Doo meme, you know, where like you ripped the mask off or whatever. And it was a Russell Wilson, like, you know, he fooled you in week 2. And then it was like, ha ha, I've been Russell Wilson all along.
Gee, man. Anyway,
the Jets and the Giants have played a combined. It's 2019. Just this is one of those, like, if you're a better, 39 night games combined since the start of the 2019 season. They are 5-34 straight up in those games, including 4-18 at home.
Yikes.
So if they're playing a primetime game, just understand that they are going to lose. Just 5-34 in night games. My God, Jets and Giants, stop putting them on primetime.
Hey, how about those Seahawks, huh?
Yeah.
We'll get to that next. Here's Buck.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Well, the Seahawks had a laugher against the stupid Saints. They're terrible. You should probably turn on your mic if you want anybody to hear
you. That thing was over early. I mean, it.
I read that the Seahawks, so their first four possessions, they scored four TDs.
Yeah.
In 15 plays.
That's a nice way to go about it. You just kind of put it out of reach.
They possessed the ball for 7 minutes and 41 seconds in the first half and led 38-6.
Yikes. Yeah, well, I mean, so this is their drive chart. Six plays, 55 yards, touchdowns, 232. Blocked punt. Two plays, 11 yards, 28 seconds. Three plays, 38 yards, touchdown. Four plays, 76 yards, buck 52, touchdown. So, yeah.
Like I said, 15 plays, four touchdowns in their first four possessions.
And some of that is New Orleans is a, New Orleans stinks.
They're a joke.
They're a bad football team. But the thing about Seattle, like, I don't know. I thought Seattle was a playoff team. Still think they're a playoff team. That loss against the Niners, that one stings because it was there for you. The good thing about Seattle, and I don't think Seattle is elite by any stretch of the imagination, but they have one of the softest schedules in all of the NFL. And all of a sudden, you got a team in San Francisco that, while they are 3-0, you know, that's a team that you would assume, eventually the injury is piling up. You would think the Niners come back down to earth. The Rams aren't going anywhere. But, you know, you win 10, 11 games, and you're in this mix, and you look through the Seattle schedule, if this is the Seattle defense, and I do believe that the Seattle defense is legit, I think that's going to be an upper echelon top 10 defense. There's not a lot of these offenses that are going to scare you. You play the Cardinals, the Bucks are good, the Jags who can't play offense, the Texans who can't play offense, the Titans who can't play offense, the Falcons who can't play offense, the Panthers. I mean, there's just, I think that this is setting up as if the offense can kind of grow, develop, get the run game going, Darnold just settles in. We know that Sam is not elite, but if he can be a version of what you saw with the Vikings, I think this sets up well. I think despite that horrible loss against the Niners, I think you have to be really bullish right now on the way that Seattle looks.
Well, I mean, the NFC West is just going to look better this year.
Yeah.
Simply because they're lined up against that crappy ass NFC North.
Yes.
I mean, they're all playing New Orleans and Atlanta and Carolina, and I guess
you mean Tampa, the NFC South.
Or I'm sorry, NFC South. Tampa's, they're tough, but
and Tampa's good, but again,
they have offensive line issues.
Yeah, and I don't think Tampa is going to. I mean, Tampa's 3-0, but again, I think it was Drew Brees that said this, and yeah, take it for what it's worth. It is Drew Brees. Drew Brees said the only difference between the Saints and the Buccaneers are two plays at the end of games, and. Look, I think there's I mean, because he point is, yeah, New Orleans has been in some games.
Those two things are not the same.
Thank you. And you know, the Buccaneers took the Falcons to the wire, the Texans to the wire, and the Jets to the wire. And quite frankly, that blocked kick probably should have done them in. I give the Buccaneers some credit. Those are gritty plays, but I think to his point and to what you're looking like, if you're a Seahawks fan, the Buccaneers are 3-0. That ain't exactly a game that you walk into and say, we don't have a chance, especially now that Mike Evans could be staring at another hamstring. He could be out for a significant period of time. And as you mentioned, they have offensive line woes. So I just think I'm excited. I think what Seattle is building right now is a bit of a bully. And as that run game develops, that defense is going to keep them in games. I wish there was a higher level of quarterback play. Jaxon Smith-Njigba is going to be a star receiver for you. And you heard this all training camp that Torrey Horton, the kid out of Colorado State, is better than anyone realizes, and he's been showing up. If they can find a consistent run game and keep both backs healthy, because it kind of feels like it's one or the other. If you get both of these guys going and you really develop that run game where you can work the play action pass, I'm excited. I'm excited for the Hawks.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they kind of have to stay on script, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, like it
100%.
You get a defense that like San Francisco that warms them up.
Yeah.
It looks bad.
Yes.
It can look bad. So I think that's probably what you're going to see with them. Their defense is consistent. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
But you're going to see some real highs and lows when it comes to their offense.
And I think that is what, and I think they know that that's what it is. Like if Sam Darnold is throwing the ball 35 times, it's not great. And you look at his splits, he needs to be a guy that plays under center, that works play action pass, which is why you brought in Kubiak. And the nice part is that when you have an elite defense, you should be able to play that way. You shouldn't have to be in the gun and being like, hey, it's third and seven. If Seattle's in third and six, third and sevens on a consistent basis, it might be a rough day for you.
My point is, you know, you look at, you mentioned some of the teams that they're playing, and no, some of those teams don't have much of an offense, but what I would counter with is that they do have pretty good defenses.
Yeah.
And that could be like the Houston game.
Yeah.
Houston, it's a Monday night game.
Be a rock fight.
They're coming to Seattle. I guarantee you, yes, that that is going to be a slug.
Yeah.
Right? Tampa can play defense. Mm-hmm. Arizona can play defense. You get them twice in the next, whatever, six games. Washington plays defense. Rams certainly have a nasty defense. Even Tennessee has shown a little bit on defense.
Yeah.
So, that would be the part where I would worry about Seattle.
This is, by the
way, could very easily, like you said, if you look at their schedule, they could be 6-1 going into the bye.
I thought this was a playoff team. There's nothing I've seen so far that tells me this isn't a playoff team, but it's 3 weeks in. You mentioned the Texans, and I'm a big CJ Stroud guy, and I've kind of been going down the road the last year now plus of something's going on in Houston. And I get that sophomore slumps happen, but when you watch CJ Stroud play, there is so much to like, and he just isn't, he's getting no help. And this came across my timeline today. In his first 20 games of his career, CJ Stroud was throwing for 274 yards. He had 30 touchdowns and 8 picks. In his last 15 games, he is throwing for 196 yards per game. He has 15 touchdowns to 12 interceptions. And he is only one of 5 quarterbacks this season with more INTs than TDs. The Texans are ruining C.J. Stroud before your very eyes. And you watch that. The only real offensive play they had yesterday was what? A broken coverage where the guy fell down and Nico Collins ended up going in. They are...
It's rough.
You are watching what I think is an elite potential quarterback be destroyed before your very eyes by playing in front of a bad O-line without a run game to speak of. And no cohesive offensive plan.
So who needs to get out of their situation more?
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow or C.J. Stroud?
Both, but Joe Burrow because of the injury concerns. They will Andrew Luck him. And the problem is that they've embraced this Joe Burrow system of, at least the Texans don't have an identity. They don't know what they want to be. So maybe someone can convince them to find a real offensive coordinator and to go back to what we were doing at the start of his career. I feel like Cincinnati, they're like, man, this is the way Joe Burrow operates. So we don't need an O-line. We're just going to put him back in shotgun. They don't even attempt to run any sort of play action. They're just like, all right, Joe, we're putting you back in the gun, diagnose it, try to keep plays alive, and basically just play 1-on-11. And they don't do anything else, and they're going to get him killed.
By the way, how bad was Cincinnati this weekend? I know Burrow's out, but geez.
Yeah. Well, when you have no, yikes. When you don't even attempt to, like, when you don't even make an attempt, someone had a great clip of, like, Minnesota plays that too high Brian Flores, you know, look that gives people so many problems. And you knew as a young quarterback, the last defense you want to see is Brian Flores. And so Cincinnati came out. And Cincinnati was like, okay, we're going to try to protect our quarterback, unlike Joe Burrow. So we're going to run a lot of play action, and we're going to try to make the defense honest. Dude, Brian Flores, within like 3 plays in that game, was playing 2 high safety looks like 16 yards away from the ball, laughing at Cincinnati, being like, you have no ability to run on us. So enjoy your little foolish play. They made him dude, they warmed that. He had no idea what was happening. None. Zero chance to succeed in that scheme against Flores and that defense.
All right, Football Talk on the Fan presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. That was yesterday, though. We need a new read.
Yeah. We'll get it.
Oh, well.
Hey, just tune in to Paramount
Plus.
Yeah,
just keep watching it.
Damn it.
Yeah. Damn it.
Just listen and watch.
First chink in the armor of Dusty's leadership right there. He's supposed to be the one sending us those.
Unbelievable.
How about that?
Yeah. Either way, Stallone's great. Watch Tulsa King.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, we'll wrap up week three with the Cowboys-Bears next on The Fam.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right, wrapping up our week three NFL wasabi here. Boy, the Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, Jerry, good thing you shored up that run defense, dude.
Well, I love it that he's the only...
Wasn't that what he said when they traded Micah? He's like, well, we really need to get better against the run. We
can't. Smiles and glory.
And they were pretty good against the run against Chicago, but they got torched.
He's the only owner that has a press conference every week. Like, you embarrass yourself on national television and the coach doesn't speak, but you do.
Dude, they are a 64-yard field goal away from being 0-3.
Yes.
And then what would we be saying about them?
Well,
because again,
the same thing we're saying now, and they're not a serious team.
So Diggs got hurt in this game against Chicago.
CeeDee Lamb's hurt.
Kenny Clark got hurt, and CeeDee Lamb's out 4 weeks.
Yeah, he's got a high ankle sprain. Look, the...
Dude.
It's
bad.
It's sunk. Like, you... And you're right. As bad as the... That's all you need to know. And I get you can't be like, well, you lost to this team, therefore, you know, that doesn't work. But you lost to the Eagles, and we know the Eagles are good. You got shredded by the Bears. More importantly, you couldn't score on the Bears, and everyone scores on the Bears. You are right. I didn't even think about that. You are 64-yard Hail Mary field goal away from losing and getting lit up by Russell Wilson and the Giants. And by the way, the Packers come next. Micah Parsons, no CeeDee Lamb. They are going to row your ass down the river. It is going to get ugly. And, you know, this is the Cowboys. They're just, and Jerry can come out and make all the excuses that you want. The Cowboys are sinking right now.
You know who their defensive coordinator is? Remember who they hired?
I'm trying to remember who they got.
Is it Matt Eberflus?
Yes.
Yeah.
They hired a guy nobody else wanted.
No.
Well, I mean, what are they?
They hired two people no one else wanted because they also hired a Schottenheimer that no one wants.
Yeah, but I think Schottenheimer showed a tad promise so far.
I just know that you hired a head coach that not a single other team.
Yeah, nobody was going.
No one was
going
to take a look at him. God. So you hired two people basically off the scrap heap. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Now you throw some injuries in there. The guy that you brought in to shore up your defense is out. And look, say what you will about Green Bay crapping that thing away. Before that, Green Bay looked like a juggernaut. Something tells me there's going to be a get-right game next week for Green Bay.
Yeah,
and so that's in Dallas.
So they get Micah next week.
Yeah.
And then they play the Jets and Panthers.
Yeah.
Both on the road, but they have a chance to get a couple wins there.
Now I got to look. 24-48. Do they have the worst? Like, who is the worst defense in the NFL?
Oh, it's got to be Dallas, doesn't it?
I'm going to take a look and see where
we're at. When Russell Wilson torches you?
And that's the one. Like, that's like, ah.
What's your metric?
I know, that's what I'm going to look at.
Yards isn't necessarily.
I know. I always go with like points or, you know, a lot of people use total yards allowed or whatever, but I tend to be more of a points guy, but I'm going to pull this up and see where we're at. Hey, on the plus side, if we're going by yards, the Cowboys are the second worst defense in the NFL behind the New York Giants. They are giving up 397 yards per game, and if we go with points...
They're 28th in points.
Hey, look at that.
The Bears, Jets, Titans, and Dolphins have all given up more points on average.
Jeez.
But that's rough, man.
Have fun if you're the Cowboys. And now, again, no CeeDee Lamb. And
Cowboys.
Yeah, hey, about them Cowboys. Cowboys. Just keep having those press conferences. Cowboys.
To have agreements,
hey, Pickens
all
has looked
parties
pretty good.
Have to agree.
Yeah, Pickens is.
So,
yeah. And that running back's pretty good. That little, who's that guy? Where'd they get that cat?
Which that's one?
Is he a rookie?
No, he's coming off.
You talking about Deuce Vaughn, the little dude?
No, not Deuce Vaughn.
Javonte Williams.
Yeah, Javonte.
He came from Denver.
He's from Denver. He was the one that had the knee injury, so he's come back. Yeah, he actually was good when he was healthy, and then he kind of fell off, and he had the knee injury. So yeah, he's bounced back.
I was thinking to myself, wow, Dallas actually has a running back finally.
Yeah,
but he fumbled. So
look, things are not going great in Dallas, and every time Jerry Jones has a press conference, I just laugh a little bit more. Like I said, it's not a serious organization. There's years where, you know, they do draft well. I'll give them that. And there's years where they've been good in the regular season. I think Dak is better than people give him credit for. They do a nice job of putting out an O-line, but it's not a serious organization. It's just not. They cannot get out of their own way.
All right. Well, am I to take Tylenol or not?
I believe the direct quote.
I said, well, let's see how we say that.
There you go.
Am I to take Tylenol or not?
Well, do you want autism? By the way, is there a lawsuit coming on that? Can you stand at the pulpit and say that a drug with no proof gives you autism?
I think you can. I think we just did.
Just did.
We'll start there in the club next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.